It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Because here's the good news.
It is a Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Yesterday's news today.
Not necessarily the news.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers streaming so the world can see what everybody else can hear. On our Hank Facebook page.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Well, the Cowboys and the Packers couldn't decide who wanted to win that game or lose it more. But there was one clear, concise winner in the whole thing. And it turns out it was Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Who, at halftime, it was announced. The Super Bowl halftime show coming up on the way. This year is not Taylor Swift because she wanted to get paid and didn't want to do it for free. All sources that I've seen are reporting pretty much in a consensus about that. So they said, okay, who will do it for free? And the Bad Bunny said, I'm ready. And so he's going to do it. So there is your 2026 Super Bowl halftime show performer, Bad Bunny.
You know, I was keeping up with all things sports while I was scrolling through my feed before I had my coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And I read it. I literally thought, how in the world is Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
There he is. Time show.
Howie's pretty excited about it. So he's pretty much ready for
it. I bet.
Yeah. He's a big Bad Bunny fan. So get ready for that while the Cowboys and Packers, as of last check, still. No winner from last night's game. Congratulations, everyone.
Selena Gomez said I do to the Benny Blanco over the weekend.
North Texan.
All her besties and family were on hand during a slightly soggy ceremony. So, who's next, KB? We've got a lot of questions. Maybe someone we know. Maybe Taylor Swift. Now, she has not announced the wedding date. It'd be very inconvenient for all her loved ones who need to do some planning for this. But she picked her maid of honor? Maybe. There's a lot of options, and everybody wants the gig, including supermodel Gigi Hadid, Cara Delevingne, she's also a model, Lana Del Rey, Sabrina Carpenter, and, now this is my personal choice, Abigail Anderson. They've been besties since high school. She has a song written about her. As we all know, she's also on the outs with Blake Lively. So, Blake Lively. She's got four daughters. So who? I don't know what's going to go on with the Flower Girls. For more wedding insight, keep it tuned to KB and Heather Lee at Hank FM.
Did you see the guest list for this Selena Gomez thing? Paul Rudd was there. Mm-hmm. Of course, her Only Murders in the Building co-stars Martin Short, Steve Martin. Ed Sheeran was there. Taylor Swift. Ed Sheeran was the ring bearer. It was very cute.
Aww.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Our best to Dolly Parton. She announced yesterday she's going to postpone, and she was very excited about this, her December residency shows coming up in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. Dolly explained she's been dealing with some ongoing health issues, and her team insisted she take care of them now. So those six shows have been rescheduled for September of next year. So any Dolly health news gets us... Well, I love her. Dolly says, quote, guess it's time for my 100,000-mile checkup. And she stressed these procedures, unlike many from the past, are not cosmetic and don't involve plastic surgery on that.
Yeah, she wouldn't take time off work to do that.
Get well, Dolly. Get well soon. She must be protected at all costs.
So all these years of watching Love After Lockup has really paid off. It's taught me a lot, as I'm sure it has with you, KB.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make the most out of that time in prison.
That's how Elle and I met.
Diddy understands this very well.
Visiting time.
He's helping out his fellow inmates.
I was in the clink.
With a brand new course in prison, where he is teaching his business acumen to inmates. It is a 6-week program called Free Game with Diddy. Topics include introduction to business thinking, brand building, financial basics, entrepreneurship, resilience training, and legacy planning.
Okay.
So, I don't know that federal loans are going to cover it.
I'm sure that's
that?
Do they get a diploma from like ITT Tech or something like that?
The Columbia School of Broadcasting.
Well, maybe they'll get out and be able to use that knowledge. So Saturday night's Zach Bryan, who's a phenomenon wrapped in a riddle. Zach Bryan headlined the first ever concert at Michigan Stadium. That is where the Michigan Wolverines play in Ann Arbor. That is a big stadium. He filled it. 112,408 fans in attendance, and that officially sets the record for the largest ticketed concert in United States history. That breaks last year's George Strait record, where he played down there at College Station at about 2,000 less. Well, really about 1,500 less. So, anyway, it was a 3-hour, 27-song set. And this Zach Bryan... So, the wild thing about Zach Bryan is, with virtually still to this day zero radio airplay and any commercial exposure, a couple of years ago, he was playing for fewer than like 1,000 people. And now, he has set the record for the largest concert in U.S. history. This guy's on fire. Zach Bryan, congrats, man.
So Landman fans, counting the days until season 2 arrives in November. So what are we going to do to pass the time until that happens? Well, we've got something to hold you over until this Friday. That is the Landman album, KB.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Billy Bob Thornton apparently is the brainchild of all this.
I like that.
He started just writing songs. There's a lot of downtime on the set. Listen to this. Chris Stapleton will be joining George Strait on the Honky Tonk Hall of Fame. There'll also be the Red Clay Strays, Whiskey Myers, Clint Black, and they're calling it an eclectic mix of Americana rock and country artists that also doubles as a love letter to Texas Grinch. So,
very cool.
That's pretty exciting.
It's a nice collection of folks right there.
Mm-hmm.
In the music front, Tim McGraw's latest look, where he's went bald, totally shaven. Using the zero guard there, or no guard at all. Tim likes it, and he reports that Faith loves it too. So he just may keep the look.
Priorities.
I was sent this story by Mark Phillips.
Now you know how I pass the time.
Right. He's just trying to help the cause there.
Exactly. Yeah. What's up, Mark Phillips,
what's
baby?
Up?
The voice that gets people every. And his birthday was back in the spring, around April, but. Turns out, and he just posted over the weekend, how Chuck Norris celebrated his 85th birthday this past April. And it turns out Chuck Norris did very Chuck Norris things. Celebrated his 85th birthday by climbing a mountain. Technically, an active volcano.
Whoa!
Yeah. And at the top, they all sang a happy birthday, and then Chuck blew out the volcano. Because that's Chuck Norris.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.